Thank you very, very much. I thought as people were having their hands raised, whether they got taught by certain people, I thought, thing came into my mind. Now, who in this room has used a Paradise Art Bowl or sold a unit of Paradise Art Bowl? I'd like to see those hands. Those are pretty important to me. That? Different crowd there, different crowd. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank National Dairy Shrine, David, and many volunteers that make this organization so important. As a farmer breeder, I consider this the highest honor for anyone that attempts to breed improvement in the next generation. In my career as a dairyman and as a board member, I've had the opportunity to work with many great people. And my thank yous begin with Bernie Heisner and his staff at COBA. They were a huge help putting all this together, and it was certainly easy to get along with. And I remember those instances when we had differences of opinion. The way I remembered it was, of all the important things, I was 100% We've been friends a long time, and we can do those kind of things. There are three letters of recommendation with this award, and I would like to thank Roger Ripley, Brian Garrison, and Richard Smith for their kind words and all the time they took. Well, I love my cows, and I love my church, but my proudest and most fun moments are my family. I'd like to introduce my family. My wife, Debbie, we've been married 38 years, and we spent our first 30 years milking the AM shift at Paradise Valley in a milking parlor, and we got it done, and those were good times. We have four children. My oldest daughter is Brenda. She is her and her husband are raising two daughters, and Brenda is a veterinarian, so I don't have to look real far for a practicing veterinarian. I just call Brenda, and she does our herd work. My second daughter is Jill. Her and her husband are raising four children, three girls and a boy, and Jill milks in the afternoon and takes care of that shift and is a huge help to us. Now we have twin sons, Mike and Brian. Brian is the fellow that has kind of taken my place in making the breeding decisions and doing the breeding. And Mike and Brian were the ones that bought the olive rams. And then Mike's here, and Mike is our crop man, and he also does milking. And his wife Shelly and two of our grandchildren. We have 13 grandchildren running around home, and they're all within 5 miles of home, and they all end up at our house after school. And we built a new house a few years ago, and I tell the story that we should have built a cafeteria in the gymnasium rather than a house. They get out of school, they're ready to go. So it's quite an honor to have them. All this work and the groundwork that Dad and Mom laid down and I have doesn't amount to a whole lot if you can't carry it on to future generations. And I think we got our feet on the ground there, and we're one pretty strong. There are a lot of herds ahead in the country that are full of good cows. The biggest difference is the ability of a key cow family or two that can transmit both outstanding males and females. I believe history shows that our Belle Sears cow was probably among the top three Belle daughters ever. We missed the Vlad gene with her, but we certainly got the CVM gene. And there's several bulls that haven't been sampled because of that, and they've increased the number of calves that we have to sort through to get calves sampled down. We currently have our 15th generation born from this family on the farm, and when they figured genomics out, we kind of figured that we're going to be back in the game, and we plan to continue improving providing top genetics. And in closing, we live just 10 miles from the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, and get a lot of windshield time in that time of the summer, and we always listen to the enshrinement ceremonies, and it's been a big event in our area for since the 1960s. Now it's on TV, and I think they've kind of ruined it now. But one particular speech that I remember from 15 years ago that I'm still impressed with to this day was made by Joe Gibbs, Washington Redskins head coach. He won three Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks, and he has a 21-6 playoff record. And he made the statement in his enshrinement that he considered himself an average guy that was extremely fortunate. And I know exactly how he feels today. Thank you. Thank you very much. I thought as people were having their hands raised, whether they got taught by certain people, I thought, thing came into my mind. Now, who in this room has used a Paradise Art Bowl or sold a unit of Paradise Art Bowl? I'd like to see those hands. Those are pretty important to me. That? Different crowd there. Different crowd. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank National Dairy Shrine, David, and many volunteers that make this organization so important. As a farmer breeder, I consider this the highest honor for anyone that attempts to breed improvement in the next generation. In my career as a dairyman and as a board member, I've had the opportunity to work with many great people. And my thank yous begin with Bernie Heisner and his staff at COBA. They were a huge help putting all this together, and it was certainly easy to get along with. And I remember those incidences when we had differences of opinion. The way I remembered it was, of all the important things, I was 100% We've been friends a long time, and we can do those kind of things. There are three letters of recommendation with this award, and I would like to thank Roger Ripley, Brian Garrison, and Richard Smith for their kind words and all the time they took. Well, I love my cows and I love my church, but my proudest and most fun moments are my family. I'd like to introduce my family. My wife, Debbie, we've been married 38 years, and we spent our first 30 years milking the AM shift at Paradise Valley in a milking parlor. And we got it done, and those were good times. We have four children. My oldest daughter is Brenda. She is her and her husband are raising two daughters, and Brenda is a veterinarian, so I don't have to look real far for a practicing veterinarian. I just call Brenda, and she does our herd work. My second daughter is Jill. Her and her husband are raising four children, three girls and a boy, and Jill milks in the afternoon and takes care of that shift and is a huge help to us. Now, we have twin sons, Mike and Brian. Brian is the fellow that has kind of taken my place in making the breeding decisions and doing the breeding, and Mike and Brian were the ones that bought the olive rams. And then Mike's here, and Mike is our crop man, and he also does milking. And his wife, Shelly, and two of our grandchildren. We have 13 grandchildren running around home, and they're all within 5 miles of home, and they all end up at our house after school. And we built a new house a few years ago, and I tell the story that we should have built a cafeteria in the gymnasium rather than a house. And they get out of school, and they're ready to go. So. It's quite an honor to have them. All this work and the groundwork that Dad and Mom laid down and I have doesn't amount to a whole lot if you can't carry it on to future generations. And I think we got our feet on the ground there and we're going pretty strong. There are a lot of herds ahead in the country that are full of good cows. The biggest difference is the ability of a key cow family or two that can transmit both outstanding males and females. I believe history shows that our Belle Sears cow was probably among the top three Belle daughters ever. We missed the Vlad gene with her, but we certainly got the CVM gene. And there's several bulls that haven't been sampled because of that, and they've increased the number of calves that we have to sort through to get calves sampled now. We currently have our 15th generation born from this family on the farm, and when they figured genomics out, we kind of figured that we're going to be back in the game, and we plan to continue improving providing top genetics. And in closing, we live just 10 miles from the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, and get a lot of windshield time in that time of the summer, and we always listen to the enshrinement ceremonies, and it's been a big event in our area since the 1960s. And now it's on TV, and I think they've kind of ruined it now. But one particular speech that I remember from 15 years ago that I'm still impressed with to this day was made by Joe Gibbs, Washington Redskins head coach. He won 3 Super Bowls with 3 different quarterbacks, and he has a 21-6 playoff record. And he made the statement in his enshrinement that he considered himself an average guy that was extremely fortunate. And I know exactly how he feels today. Thank you.